If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
This is Kaya Biz.
Kaya Biz.
With Gordon at 4P.
On Kaya959.
On the street.
On the air.
It's 7 minutes to 7 o'clock. You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. So if you're listening to me on a radio, then you're probably listening from the city of Johannesburg or the province of Gauteng, right? But of course, in this digital age, we know that we can connect from anywhere in the world. Our phones, these apps, online. And that's what we do strongly encourage you to do. But if you're a Joburger, I want you to pay attention to how much it is that you actually spend. And maybe you do, by actually looking at your budget quite often, and maybe you don't because you just live comfortably swiping away, knowing that you actually can afford the goods that you have access to. Well, I ask this because today we're going to have a significant conversation around Spend Trend 2024, a survey that was released last week that actually shows that the city of gold is quite literally deserving of its name, and that the Joburg residents spend at least 47% more than the average South African. What does this mean? How do we contextualize it? That's why we joined in studio by Jürgen Ekman, who's a wealth manager at Consult by Momentum. Such a pleasure to have you with us, Jürgen.
Good evening, Gugu. Nice to be here.
Right.
And good evening to your listeners as well.
Fantastic. I'm excited to speak to you. And I must say, when I read this report, I thought, makes sense. Gauteng is actually the economic hub of the country and the continent, really. We could be our own country if we, you know, had to step aside outside of South Africa. So it's not uncommon for perhaps Joburgers then to earn more, seek more money, and then as a result, spend more. But contextualize this for us, because there's a few nuances here that give us a better understanding of our behavior.
Yeah, absolutely, Gugu. So, I mean, it's interesting, right? And I think a lot of it does come from, as you say, that concentration dynamic, you know. So we stay in the most populated city in the country. So, you know, there's a lot of people here. I think if you look at the top 40, you know, the biggest companies in the country, a lot of them have got head offices here, and they employ a lot of people. And with that, you know, they generally pay quite good salaries. I think I read a news headline the other day that Old Mutual, I think they and don't quote me on this, is that their minimum wage was like 15,000 rand a month, you know.
I recall seeing that too.
So, I mean, with that, you know, generally you would find that people will be spending more. Mm. And traditionally, if you look at South Africans, we are big spenders, right?
Yeah.
We don't like to save our money. But it's because also the cost of living is very high in this country.
Exactly.
You know, so it's, I think it's kind of by default that we earn more, we spend more.
Definitely. And looking at the list, it obviously lists Johannesburg, then Cape Town, then Durbanites in terms of their order of spending. And as you mentioned, the cost of living is really high. We talk about it all the time. Price of petrol, inflation, food, and many other aspects. Help us understand and contextualize what Joburgers are actually spending on.
So I was thinking about it, and, you know, one thing was glaring to me is that I realized that compared to Durban and Cape Town, we don't have a beach, right?
True. So we need to entertain ourselves.
100%, right? We've
Very
actually
true.
Got to entertain ourselves, you know? A lot of us have got families and children, you know, I've got young kids, and they don't want to be at home on the weekend.
Mm.
And it's not as easy as just going to the beach, you know? You've got to keep them entertained.
Yeah.
And there's also so much to do here in Joburg. It's a big city. You know, there's a hell of a lot from an entertainment perspective. So you're generally finding when you're out, you're spending. And I mean, these shopping centers are always packed to the brim. Every restaurant chain that you go to, you know, so you just generally find that, I suppose, in the good moments, you will spend some more of your good hard-earned earnings as well.
That's true.
Hey, Gugu.
Exactly. And I can relate, right? I grew up in Joburg all my life, and you see it within the culture and the dynamics that actually is present here within the city. But I'm also assuming for the working class, we actually do experience a high level in terms of cost of living. So transport, we see it with the public transport and taxis that people need to access, and of course accommodation. So I'm assuming the current macroeconomic environment also hasn't done us any favors.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I'd like to chat about two things here. And
sure.
The first is that if we look at, you know, the average spend of South Africans or specifically Johannesburgers, is that, you know, there's four key areas. We spend a lot of money on groceries, and that would then obviously include eating out or takeaways. We spend a lot of our money on retail, so that's out and shopping. And then we spend a lot of money on travel and fuel. You know, that's basically makes up for about 2/3 of our earnings. Mm. So if you're earning 10,000 rand a month, over 6,000, almost 7,000 of that is going towards those four essentials.
Mm.
You know, if you're earning 100,000, that means over 60 or 70,000 rand is going to those kinds of essentials. So it's just the way that I suppose the economy is.
Yeah.
And then touching on your other question in terms of the difficult macroeconomic backdrop is that, you know, inflation rates have been high for a while now, and what the Reserve Bank has done to kind of curb that is raise interest rates.
Mm.
So the cost of debt is also high. You know, I mean, you're looking at prime interest of over 11%. So everybody's got a credit card or two or three, an overdraft, some loans.
Exactly.
You know, and unfortunately, we tap into those things. So to service that debt has to come from our disposable income.
Jürgen, you're tickling my brain cells now. Earlier this afternoon, I was actually catching up with a friend of mine who was saying the SARB must cut interest rates. And he was essentially substantiating how we do need some level of reprieve. And taking advantage of the fact that you are a wealth manager, you sit opposite clients on a day-to-day basis who are trying to create wealth, accumulate it, and most importantly, preserve it and pass it on to future generations. And everyone is feeling the pinch. I'm keen to understand what you're seeing with the typical clients you're facing at the moment and their struggles, perhaps, on this wealth journey, and perhaps any other nuances you might see for those who sit in other income groups and the pressure they face too.
Yeah, so I mean, it's pretty broad blanket, right? Is that I suppose if you've got money invested and you are preserving, you know, your money market funds, your income funds are doing, you know, you're getting 7, 8, 9%, mm-hmm. you know, interest. So you're kind of on the other side of the coin.
Cash is king, and if you're a pensioner, you're smiling, I guess.
That's it, right? And if you're on the other end where you're an average working person, you've got a couple of kids, mm-hmm. you're trying to put them through school, you know, you have got these extra credit facilities and credit lines, but it doesn't stop people from spending. And I think that, you know, these advertisers, marketers are really good. You know, I mean, there's a broad range of cars these days, you know, a lot of Chinese made cars, which are very well priced and they're beautiful, beautiful cars.
Mm.
But if you look at them, I mean, sometimes you can get, you know, you can take like an 8 or 9 year lease on a car. You know, years ago, if you were leasing a car over 5 years, that was a long time.
Mm.
So nowadays, people don't look at that. I mean, another example would be cell phones. You know, smart cell phones are 35,000 rand if you want the top of the range.
True.
Trust me, every teenager and millennial wants to have that, right? Because that's basically half of their life. And the thing is that, again, to make it affordable, they just kind of spread that risk. So they spread the term over 3 years. So it's no longer a 2-year contract, it's now a 3-year contract.
And I can imagine from a psychology point of view, and Jürgen, you would know more than me, in terms of our behavior and our emotions, it probably encourages and facilitates that fulfillment you feel when you make the purchase, even the greed you have when you want to purchase these goods, versus looking at the bigger picture to say, hold on, how does this impact the journey of creating and preserving wealth that I'm actually on? So are these some of the typical mistakes that we might be making right now for short-term gratification, but over the long term, we're just spreading out the pain?
Yeah, absolutely. And it is about that, right? Is that everybody wants to have the latest, best, new, shiny, good-smelling car. Mm. And it's difficult, right? You've got to be disciplined. I think when it comes to financial management, the hardest thing is about discipline.
Mm-hmm.
It's about, you know, starting off with your seed that you plant in the ground and watering it every single day. You don't see that beautiful flower, but you've got to continually look after that nest egg. You've got to grow it. You've got to water it. You've got to nurture it. And eventually you see then the benefit of that. So unfortunately, immediate gratification is quite big. You know, I even see it in my own children.
Right.
I mean, it's so easy for them to scroll on a phone, you know, watch a TikTok video, watch an Instagram, and everything's 10, 20 seconds, and there's just endless. So it's so easy, onto the next, onto the next, onto the next. And it kind of creates that expectation that if I want something new, I can have it now.
Yeah.
And it's difficult. So I think what we need to do is from a young age is teach our children, you know, what it means to really spend time on investing for your future to make life a lot better so that you're on the other side, as we said earlier.
Yeah.
You're earning the interest, not having to pay the interest.
100%. If you've just joined us, we are in conversation with Jürgen Ekman, who is a wealth manager at Consult by Momentum, giving us some perspective on some interesting studies that have shown that Joburgers are South Africa's biggest spenders. Well, we typically spend, what, 47% more than the average South African. That's an insane number, just thinking about that. If you're wondering what happened to Cape Town, especially given their property prices, well, despite property being expensive, I guess they found other ways of entertaining themselves, finding discounts in terms of affordability too, especially given the active available areas of public transport. Cape Townians spend 38% more than the average South African, and Durbanites spending only 13%. More than the average South African. And if you've just joined us, we've been painting some context just to fully understand what it is we spend on. And it's the usual stuff. Man is man and a man must eat, right? So fundamentally, groceries, transport, accommodation, all of these things that are also spiked up by the fuel price, which ultimately do take up a large chunk of our salaries, close to 60%, as Jürgen has mentioned. It also does speak to our culture in terms of wanting instant gratification, but also understanding how a lot of retailers have responded to the high levels of interest rates by extending the period within which you can actually pay off for a particular item. So again, maybe lightening the load on your pocket in the interim, but over the long term, bear in mind that there is a compound effect onto some of these assets or expenses that you would accrue. And Jürgen, again, I love these conversations because it helps us understand what we are doing right now, but we also need to understand what we need to correct. And as you said, we need to shape our children's behavior, change our own behavior to have a better understanding of how to manage our money. So as a wealth manager, I know that you offer financial advice on a bespoke basis. So this is not advice that you're sharing, but maybe just some suggestions with friends as you would at the braai.
Yeah, absolutely.
What can we keep top of mind to make sure that we stay on track to adequately build our wealth?
So it's a conversation I have with my clients all the time, you know, is that you have to have a budget. And I know a budget
that
sounds...
That B word again.
Yeah, it sounds so daunting, right? Because it means that I actually have to take stock of what I'm earning and how much I'm spending.
Mm.
So to do a detailed line-for-line item is most probably a difficult thing. So I think start with a rule of thumb. And this rule of thumb that I kind of share with my clients is that you look at the 50-30-20 principle. In terms of that, 50% of your earnings should go to your needs, 30% should go to your wants, because what's the point of living if we don't live, right? There's no point in just living for retirement one day. You need to enjoy your life as well. So absolutely have 30% of your earnings go towards your wants that you have in life, and then 20% should go to settling debt and investing.
Yes.
And certainly settling debt first.
Mm.
If you can, avoid it altogether. You know what I mean? I know it's hard, but save up to buy that car rather than going to get it now.
Or manage how it is you pay off your debt, right? To make sure that your credit score is more competitive and that you can actually negotiate for more competitive interest rates. So you're very right. There's many dynamics that we need to be mindful of in just enhancing our level of education. Such a pleasure speaking to you this evening, Jürgen. I can imagine the kind of stories you have about clients and their experiences. Woo! We'll bring you back for that one another day, hey?
I'd like that. It might have to be a little bit of a later show.
Oh, I see. So none of your clients are listening.
So they're not listening. Exactly.
Perfect. Thank you so much for your time this evening, sir.
Thank you, Gugu. Much appreciated.
Perfect. That was my guest, Jürgen Ekman, wealth manager at Consult by Momentum, giving us some insight into the spending trends that we see from Joburgers. And we spend a lot, maybe because we also earn a lot, but we also need to be a lot more disciplined in terms of the adequate management of
if you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.